702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Let's focus our attention now on the visit by Water and Sanitation Minister Senzo Mkunu to the Vaal River area, visiting municipalities on both sides of this river, in other words, the Free State in the south and those in Gauteng on the northern banks. And doing what exactly? What was he hoping to get from this? Annette Muir is the Chief Director for Water Use Compliance and Enforcement at the department and is with us on 702 Drive. Ms. Muir, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What was the minister hoping to get from the visit and how successful was it?
Thanks, Don. The purpose of the visit was twofold. It was to visit the Vaal River and also to see the extent of the alien invasive species, the water lettuce and the hyacinth.
Right.
But also to recognize that the extent of the invasion is also due to the poor water quality, and the biggest point source polluters are our municipal wastewater treatment works. So the purpose for the municipalities was then also to indicate how we are going to address the wastewater quality that is being discharged by the 47-odd wastewater treatment works that discharge into the Upper Vaal.
So, I mean, none of this is new. This would presumably not be a statement of intent, but an opportunity to measure progress. So what would that progress measure tell us?
There is some progress in terms of the municipality, specifically on the Free State side. We had positive responses from Mafube and Metsimaholo. Obviously, there's still work to be done for Emfuleni Municipality, where the department still has Rand Water as an implementation agent for the three wastewater treatment works. Obviously, the longer-term issues still have to be addressed with the large municipalities that have reached and exceeded their capacity to treat the works or the water that's reporting to their works.
So you said they've reached or exceeded their capacity. Is that due to poor planning and lack of investment, or is it due to poor maintenance of the facilities they already have?
I think it's a combination of both. Specifically in Ekurhuleni and Johannesburg, it is due to poor planning or the growth of the communities around these areas, and also the developments that haven't been kept track of with the planning. And then also, obviously, as indicated in the summit and as in the Green Drop and Blue Drop reports, operations and maintenance remain a critical problem for our wastewater treatment works.
So let's talk then about the water lettuce and the water hyacinth. There have been TV footage of the minister out on the river in an inflatable and getting a very close look at what's going on. There has been controversy about the use of chemicals to deal with the problem. I understand there's also physical removal of it. Are you not, though, caught up in something of a vicious circle, that as much as you remove, if the core problems of the wastewater treatment and the inadequacy of the systems remain, you pretty much, you know, trying to remove stuff that'll be back, maybe not as thick, but certainly fairly soon?
We are obliged to manage the invasive species. Unfortunately, if you allow that plant species to continue, you will kill the tourism industry as well as the businesses around the Vaal River.
Right.
There's a risk that plant can move beyond the barrage and then into the Orange River, and we simply cannot afford that plant, with the side effects or the negative impacts that comes with it, continues. And yes, we have to also address the wastewater coming in and the pollutants from other industries as well. So unfortunately, the extent of the lettuce has now reached such an extent that your biological controls with insects are not going to be able to catch up. So therefore, we need to have a stronger emphasis on the chemical control. But then for the spring session, Rand Water has now been granted a rearing permit for the biological controls for it to be timeously released, so that in the next cycle we don't sit with the big bloom that we have at the moment.
And the controversy around the use of a chemical, I believe it's called glyphosate. I don't know if I've pronounced it correctly. And there was opposition to it, Watercan and other groups expressing concerns that this is dangerous to people. Where do we stand on that? Are you back to using that? And is that the way government is going to tackle it over the next coming months?
Okay, so glyphosate is an active ingredient as a herbicide. It's a contact herbicide. It's the additives, just like any herbicide, it's what you add to the mix to help the plants absorb the the product. So glyphosate was never the challenge. It was the alamines or the tallows that is attached as some of the co-formulants. So the product that is now registered with the registrar is tallowamine-free and is not carcinogenic. Neither was the product that we previously applied in February when we were stopped. Yes. The reason we were stopped is because the product was simply not registered for application on lettuce. It has, is, and is still registered for application on hyacinth, and it is being used currently across the country for control of hyacinth.
Thank you very much, Annette Muir, Chief Director for Water Use Compliance and Enforcement at the Department of Water and Sanitation. If you live in the Vaal area and you've got a thought on this huge, huge and long, long running problem, well, call us 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702, 17 minutes past five.